Hey friends, welcome back to the Good PM Life. Hey, I'm Sandy Lawler, and today I'm going to tell you something that might actually flip your brain upside down for a second. You ready? Project management is not just a career. It's the ultimate life skill. Yep, the ultimate life skill. It's kind of like knowing how to cook or balance your checkbook, except way bigger. Look, here's the crazy part. You're already managing projects every single day. You just, maybe you're doing it and not even realizing it. So today, I really want to show you how project management shows up everywhere. It shows up in your vacations, parenting, health journeys, you totally name it, and how thinking like a project manager can actually make your life easier, calmer, and much more successful. And you know what? I'm guessing by the end of this episode, you're probably going to see your life very differently. So let's dive in. I want to talk a little bit about a personal story, and I actually mentioned this in one of my LinkedIn posts a couple of weeks ago. So let me take you back to a few years ago. My husband and I, we bought a house to flip many, many years ago. And we walked into the house, and honestly, we immediately kind of questioned our life choices. Look, the kitchen cabinets were a mess and hanging off the walls. They were really old. The floors were basically just, well, questionably nailed plywood. The wiring, pretty sure it was installed by a raccoon with no training. And there we were, staring at each other like two contestants on one of those really low-budget home makeover shows. So, you know, at first we thought, okay, no problem, we'll just fix it up. But listen, then came the reality. Budget starts exploding, timelines start slipping, and scope creep like you would not believe. I mean, we would think things like, well, since we're already replacing the floors, maybe we should just go ahead and move that whole wall. Look, it was absolute chaos. And then it hit me. This wasn't just home improvement. This was a full-blown project. We had a defined goal. Our goal was we wanted to make the house livable and preferably profitable. We actually also had stakeholders. Us, our contractor, inspectors. We also had to consider risk management. We had to think about things like, what if the roof collapses mid-reno? And we also had to think about budget tracking and re-tracking and re-re-tracking. Every single project management principle I had ever learned, budgeting, scheduling, scope control, risk mitigation, communication, it was happening right there. But it was just covered in dust and drywall. So managing that house flip was exactly like managing one of the complex IT rollout projects that I've done. It just had more splinters and way less coffee. And guess what? You're doing the same thing all the time. So let's break it down. I want to also give you some real examples. So my first example is you're planning a vacation. So let's imagine that you're planning a family vacation. You're not just picking a spot on the map and then hoping for the best. You're actually creating a full project plan without even thinking about it. So let's go through some things, some principles that apply here. You've got scope management. What is that? You've got to figure out, where are we going? Are we going just to the beach, or are we squeezing in a time for some theme park fun? Next thing you identify is a timeline. Flights, hotels, dinner reservations all have finite timelines. Next thing you're thinking about is risk management. What if it rains? What if someone loses their passport? You have to account for those things. And then lastly, stakeholder management. Your five-year-old wants Disney, but your teenager, they want to sleep all day. Well, and your spouse, they want a spa. Every single decision that you make is like project scoping, scheduling, risk planning. It's all rolled into one. And the goal? The goal is you want a trip where everyone has fun and no one ends up crying in an airport terminal. Okay, I want to give you another example. The next example is you're wanting to host a family holiday dinner. So now picture Thanksgiving dinner. You're cooking three different meals, five side dishes, and wrangling an army of family members, some of whom haven't even spoken to each other since 2012. So let's go through some of the project management principles that you're probably going to employ during this project, this family holiday dinner. First thing is resource management. Do we have enough chairs? Do we have enough forks? A timeline. Turkey goes in at 8, pies at 10, sides start at noon, dinner at 3. Risk management. What happens if the oven dies halfway through cooking? Contingency plan is you're going to call the neighbors and borrow their oven. Lastly, stakeholder conflict resolution. Aunt Carol and Cousin Steve, they're definitely not sitting next to each other. So hosting Thanksgiving is basically running a very mission-critical operations program, but with gravy. All right, the third example I want to give you is related to managing your health. So maybe you've decided to get healthier this year. You want to lower that inflammation. You want to lose a few pounds. You actually just want to feel better overall. Well, that's not just a resolution. That's a full-on health project. So let's go through some of those PM principles on this. Scope. Focus on anti-inflammatory foods. You want to get better sleep and gentle exercise. All right, so let's talk about a timeline. When will you start seeing results? What is the milestone there? Next, think about resource management. You're buying new groceries, supplements, maybe a gym membership. And then also risk management. What happens if you get busy or stressed? Let me give you a little advice. Build backup plans. Managing your health is really no different than managing a project deliverable with tons of dependencies and change risks. So you already know how to do this because you're already doing it. Now, let's get into some life projects people almost never think about as project management, but they absolutely are. So my first example of life projects is starting a side hustle or small business. So are you setting up something like an Etsy shop, or are you launching a consulting service? You're not just trying something new. You're actually running a project, a startup project. You're defining goals. You're mapping deliverables like building a website, setting up a payment system. You're tracking expenses, marketing, tools, subscriptions. And you're managing stakeholders, your customers, your suppliers, maybe even yourself when you second guess your whole life at 2 a.m., which has happened. Let's move on to another example. Parenting your young kids. Bedtime? It's a nightly scrum meeting. Timeline: start bath by 7, book by 7:30, lights out by 8. Some risk management: meltdowns if snack time is missed. Resource allocation: only 3 clean pairs of pajamas are left. You have to choose wisely. In this situation, you're running a high-stakes, multi-phase, multi-stakeholder project with very tiny humans who have zero chill. All right, let's give you another example. Decluttering your home. Are you tackling a garage stuffed to the ceiling? Trust me on this. This is my situation. It's not just cleaning. It's scope management. What does that mean? It means you're asking yourself, are we clearing everything or just seasonal stuff? Then you're identifying timeline management. Can we finish before it rains? And then you've got risk management. Oh, whoops, I found a hornet's nest in that old box. So decluttering is really just basically risk-adjusted inventory project planning. And yes, that is a real thing. So here's the magical part. When you start thinking like a project manager about your life, everything feels less overwhelming. Do you have a big, scary goal? Well, you break it down into phases. Are you ready to pivot in your career? Well, then you'll build a work breakdown structure. That's your roadmap. Do you have a health setback? You adjust your plan. You maybe add some new milestones. So instead of being stuck in analysis paralysis, you actually get moving. And instead of reacting emotionally to every single fire drill, you manage it like an issue log. And then you start realizing, look, nothing is ever perfect. Projects are messy. Life is messy. But, you know, when you manage your mess with purpose, you win. So here's what I want you to do today. I want you to get a piece of paper and I want you to write down, pick one thing in your life that feels absolutely chaotic or maybe too big to tackle. And I want you to treat it like a project. I want you to scope it. I want you to timeline it. I want you to identify your stakeholders. You have to plan your risks. I want you to break it into phases. And I want you to track your progress. Because you're not just a project manager in your job. You are the program manager of your entire life. And every dream, every goal, every single pivot you're scared to chase, it's not just possible, it's manageable. One phase, one milestone, one deliverable at a time. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today on The Good PM Life. If this episode hit home for you, I would really love it if you would share it with a friend. Please subscribe and leave a review. It really helps this little podcast family grow. So, and remember, you're not just running projects, you're building a life. See you soon.